Hi there, Good Word fam. It is Tisha Lewis, and we are broadcasting via Zoom because we're still social distancing and navigating the coronavirus pandemic. So we're not at our Fox 5 DC studios, but of course, we are still moving forward. And you can subscribe to the Good Word podcast on iTunes, Audio Boom, and Google Play, everywhere that podcasts play, and also our fox5dc.com website. And joining us now is Dr. T. Cedric and Bobette Brown. They are marriage coaches and just all around gurus and experts and everything you need to know concerning being a couple. Thank you so, so much for joining us.
Well, it's our pleasure to be here, Tisha. Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, we're excited to be here.
And you know what I love the most? You guys know that this is a faith-based podcast, so I don't shy away from that. They are faith-based, and we are all, or at least I am, walking this faith journey. Some of you may be walking it, some of you may not be walking it, but the great thing is that we have something for everyone. So first and foremost, for people who are listening who may not be familiar with who you all are, if you could just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay. Again, I'm Dr. T. Cedric Brown. I am an associate pastor at a church here in the area, in the DMV, Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church. That's what I do full time. I also have a business, a nonprofit called Institute for World-Class Leaders, where I help world-class organizations train world-class people to become world-class organization. My wife.
I'll jump in.
Yeah, I'll let her talk.
Okay. Well, I'm Bobette Brown, and I'm so excited to be here. One of the things that I can say that I do in a plethora of things, definitely we love, love, love all things, like you said, couples. But our little niche to it is not only do we focus on couples, but we also have the tagline, we work with singles. And by that, we have this nonprofit organization where we co-founded, called Marriage the Holy Hookup, where we say we help the singles get ready and the marrieds keep it steady. So that's one of the nonprofit groups that I'm working with, in addition to a nonprofit working with young adult ladies, the Lady Chapter. So we're pretty busy on this. And in addition, I'm actually in school pursuing my doctorate degree in strategic leadership. So we're bouncing and bobbing over here, but it's all good. We're glad to be here with you, Tisha.
I absolutely am thrilled to have you all. I love what you're doing. I believe in what you're doing. I think it's so important, and I think there's not enough of it. And I think that, you know, this is an incredible opportunity, especially for folks that are listening right now. So we are going to tackle a topic that is such an important topic. It's about couples conquering COVID. Mm-hmm. And you all have some very valuable advice, and I want to make sure we're maximizing our time so that we can get as much of this advice as possible, because I know people need it, and sometimes they need this advice and they don't know where to find it, and they're Googling these catchphrases, and sometimes they get good info and sometimes they don't. And so you guys can take it away, but what does that mean? And I know a lot of us are suffering fatigue from the coronavirus pandemic. Mm-hmm. Why is this so important?
Well, you know, with this COVID going on in our world, Tisha, it is affecting everybody, especially married couples. And so we came up with some tips that we wanted to share to help couples to conquer, to overcome the effects of COVID as it pertains to their marriages. You know, one of the things that they tell us that we should do is social distance, that we should, you know, be 6 feet apart.
No.
But in your marriage, you know, there's a phrase that we've coined called marital distancing, whereas, you know, as a result of this COVID, it has caused couples to distance themselves from one another. And so what we thought when we talked about this, we said, hey, we ought to come up with some tips to help couples to overcome this marital distancing. And each tip begins with one of the letters from the term COVID, COVID.
Yeah, and you know, also, Tisha, it's so interesting, just like the world is adapting and our families are adapting, and so marriages are adapting.
Yes.
And Grubhub and all the other places, I mean, even our food choices these days, We are definitely in a season where being willing to adapt and be flexible is so important. And when we're talking about in our marriages as well, we've been married now for nearly 33 years.
That's incredible.
And yeah. Listen, and to but God I'll be tell the glory. You, yeah, definitely to God be the glory. But we will say, even during this season, we've had to make some serious transitions yeah. here. Yeah. I mean, we were like, wait one second, doggone it. What is going on?
Yeah.
You know, the reality is, I mean, gosh, we've not had to be in this space together day in and day out for 30.
Yeah, I was going to the office every day, and she was, you know, my wife is retired, so she was here work carrying on her business. And then everything came to a screeching halt in March, and I was here every day with her, and she was here every day with me.
Oh my gosh.
And she said with tongue in cheek, she said, I'm not used to you being here every day.
Every single day. Like,
and then you know what? I said, I'm not accustomed to being here every day. And so we had to sit down and we had to have some critical conversations and we had to have some discussion. How are we going to navigate this new normal of being in each other's space day in and day out?
Like 24/7, come on, like take a bathroom break or something.
All right,
so
okay.
it's just major.
You know, you guys are, it's so cute and adorable to hear you all. And it's funny because just a little sidebar, I was reading or heard somewhere how pre-coronavirus pandemic, everybody wanted these open house floor plans. And now amid the coronavirus pandemic, and obviously a lot of people working from home, people are going back to the opposite of the open house floor plan because they want their space and their privacy and their Zoom room and their area just to retrieve. And so
That's one of our points. And I'll tell you something else that's funny, Tisha. In our house, in our place, we have a library, and my wife started going into our library, and she started doing a homework in our library. And then she started putting things on the wall that were personalized to her. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is morphed into her office. I said, it was supposed to be our library. And so I was regulated to the kitchen table. That became my office. But you know what? We talked about it. I gave her the library. It's her office now. And we had a spare bedroom. I said, I'll buy me a desk. I'll put it in the spare bedroom. And life is lovely now.
And that's what it's all
about.
And that's what we want. Because we have not done this since our first or second year of marriage. And of course, you're giddy at that time. But hey, it's 33 years. And like you said, people are like, wait a minute, where are the partitions? We need some drywall put up or something. Taking up, especially I guess during the summertime, it was great to take walks. But without that, you know, now we're in each other's space.
You're more confined during the winter months.
And that's why we wanted to be able to share these tips.
Yeah, I think one thing that is important to realize, Tisha, is that, you know, life, marriage, you go through seasons. Mm-hmm. And you cannot allow the season to outlive your marriage.
That's good.
That's powerful.
You cannot allow it to outlive, because seasons come and they go. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have to realize, that they come and they go. They may last, some may last longer than you expected than others. But the thing is, I refuse to let the season outlast my marriage to my wife, my marriage to my husband. And so we came up with some tips. And again, like I said, it began with the letters from COVID, COVID. The first one is cultivate your connection.
Yes. And that's so powerful. In other words, we're talking about really begin to engage in the development and the growth of your connection. Now, initially, I will tell you, we had to make some adjustments. I mean, the reality is we were not used to being with each other 24/7.
Yes.
But I can also say that this time has been one of the most rewarding times out of our 33 years of marriage.
Yes.
I mean, it literally, we began to see this time as a blessing.
Yes.
We have been able to engage and cultivate our connection in so many ways. Throughout scripture, we see, of course, in the Old Testament, but even in the New Testament in Mark, the Bible lets us know in chapter 10 that, you know, the man leaves his father and mother, and his wife also does the same, and they have to come together, and they have to cleave. They have to become one flesh. And so that means that that's one of the things that's really happening, or we're being challenged or being confronted with in this season. We have to make a decision, like you said, that we're not going to allow anything to separate us, even the season.
Exactly. You have to be intentional.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, because I'm going to ask you the questions that are popping in my head that are probably popping in other people's minds as they listen to this. How do you connect? What's an example? How do you connect? What do you do at home? You're both in this space. You're both feeling however you're feeling. What is a way that you can connect if you feel like you're disconnected?
So first of all, Tisha, you have to have a mindset. You have to have a mindset that whatever it takes, I am going to connect with my husband. I'm going to connect with my wife. You cannot wait on the other person. And a lot of times we enter into relationship with the expectation of what we can get out of it as opposed to what we can give into it. You have to enter into the relationship with what you can give, because that is where you get your fulfillment by giving, not by getting, it's by giving. And so you have to make up in your mind that I am going to be intentional about cultivating my relationship with my husband, with my wife.
And one of the ways you can choose to do that, just very practical, is, you know, you can learn a new game. Games are a great way to connect, is to have fun. Great Scrabble. My husband loves Scrabble. The other thing is we started cooking together. I got him a great little toy, this little ninja toy where he's like grilling and
the
frying.
The correct terminology is ninja foodie grill. Let's get it right.
So we've connected over cooking, and we worked out together. You know, we could take walks together. Yes. We set up in our area where we can walk together, and we come out of our offices and we meet in the middle, and we just talk about different things before we go back in.
And we also pray check. Together. We pray together. We pray with one another. Not only do I pray for her, but we pray, and she prays for me. We pray together, but we also check in with one another. Mm-hmm. We intentionally say, hey, how's it going? What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, you check in with one another. And it's very important that as a husband, that I step into her world and that she steps into my world, that we take interest in the things that interest one another. And so, you know, my wife, I take interest in watching, you know, what's it called?
HGTV.
HGTV.
Ah, my favorite. My favorite.
Yes. Oh, then I do watch those games, Tisha.
And she watches football games. You know, some of the sports.
Your Wheel of Fortune. He likes Wheel of Fortune. I watch that.
I like game shows. And so the bottom line is you have to step into each other's world.
So that's the C.
Now O. C O. Own your feelings.
Own your feelings.
And that's really important. Your feelings. Because there's so much that's going on, you know, with COVID, you know, we get frustrated, we feel closed in, and you know, sometimes you start feeling a kind of way. You get emotional. For a lot of men, we shut down. For a lot of women, they may be angry, they may be frustrated, they may feel alone because a husband is shutting down. And so what happens, sometimes we take our frustration out on one another, and we act as if it's my wife's fault the way I'm feeling,
or it's my husband's fault the way. But I need to own the fact that I'm feeling frustrated, that whatever it is, that whether the kids are there, some people may be listening and they have children and now they've had to shift to homeschooling.
Yeah.
Own that feeling.
Yes.
And then once you can own it, now you can make adjustments.
Exactly.
But if you don't have an awareness that this is not someone else's fault, this may not even be true.
Yeah. And so you can't help how you feel. You cannot help how you feel, but you can help how you handle the feelings.
Right, right. That's so important. And, you know, you bring up a very, very valid perception of the topic, that it's okay to feel how you feel. It's how you handle those feelings.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And so you handle them by owning them, saying, go to your spouse, say, hey, I'm feeling some kind of way. I'm feeling upset. I'm feeling angry. Not that you're making me angry, but I'm just sharing with you how I am feeling.
Yeah.
So you have to own your feelings, and then you make adjustments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the C and the O. So the first thing, definitely, we want to make sure we're cultivating the connection.
Exactly.
And all of this is going to require communication. We didn't say that, but certainly that is a prerequisite, is being willing to communicate. And of course, we talked about owning your feelings. So now we are down to the O of the COVID, couples conquering COVID. COV.
V is value your spouse's space and time, and value your space and time as a couple.
Yes.
So you value each other's space individually, but you also value your space as a couple. And this is specifically when we're talking about valuing your space together as a couple, specifically talking to parents who have children in the home. You have to make sure that there is time where you individually you have individual time, mm-hmm. but you also have to value the time as a couple, because you're still husband and wife. Although you're mommy and daddy, you're still husband and wife. And so you have to value that in the space that you live in.
And that means for us, very practically, Tisha, this means that sometimes we will, you know, I don't just barge into his office space. If I know he's in here working, I'm going to tap on the door. I'm going to respect his space, respect whatever, you know, I don't want him to feel that I'm intruding. And similarly, he does the same thing. We have to acknowledge, like you said earlier, people really are looking for some ownership, if you will, of their place. And depending upon if they're like us, we downsized a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So we're in a much smaller space. So we really are looking for, you know, to identify our area. So being able to be respectful, including wearing earphones.
Yeah.
That may mean, you know, he may have a certain music playing in his office that I don't want to hear in my office. Mm-hmm. So it's being respectful, even if you need to put on your headphones, your earbuds, mm-hmm. if he's watching a movie or whatever's going on. And the same thing with me, even in our conversations with Zoom, mm-hmm. we're very cognizant. We know we touch in with each other. Does it sound like I'm talking too loud, or, you know, that kind of thing? Again, why are we doing that? Because we want to value our spouse, and we want to value their space as well, in addition to valuing ourselves and our space.
And I think it's very practical what you just described. I love, love, love the idea of tapping on the door before you barge in, or just so that everyone can have their own individual space. I think that's something I hadn't really heard or even thought about before. So I think it's something that's very practical, just on a very ground level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another practical thing that we've done, we've synced our calendars. So if I have a Zoom meeting and she has a meeting, I have it on my calendar so I can see, I'm not going to bother her now. She's on a call. She's in a meeting, and vice versa. We have each other's calendar because we're still working throughout the day. And so we have each other's calendar and we know what's going on with one another. That way I won't even have to knock on the door because I know she's on a call. So I think that's another practical way that couples, what they can do, they can make sure they have each other's calendar and they can sync their calendars so that they'll know what's going on with one another.
And I know our time is getting away, but we definitely have to just say this, just throw this in really quick. for that husband and wife, don't forget and do not cancel date night.
No.
Listen, make sure you're still getting some good intimate time in there. You still got to touch each other and love on each other. Make sure you're thinking about each other's love language. There's nothing wrong with sending flowers, even if you're still in the same house, or if he likes sweets, or stopping at Starbucks or going out. Come on, we want to still continue to cultivate that and value one another. And so I just wanted to throw that in. I know we're running out of time, but
Hanger that says "Do not disturb." Put that on the door. Tell the kids,
get their
iPads or smart devices, or bring a babysitter over. Close your door. Lock it if you have to, and put "Do not disturb." This is mommy and daddy's time. You have to intentionally protect that time because it is needed. I know there's a lot going on, you know, if you got kids in the home, but you have to realize that one of your most important relationships is the marital relationship.
Right.
And when you do that right, everything else will fall in line. You have to make the best thing you can do for your children is to love one another.
Yes, and allow them to see it and demonstrate. PDAs are very well
public
accepted.
Display of affection. Mom, Dad, go to your room. No, let them see that.
Yes.
Let them see that. Model that in front of them.
Because television and so many other people are trying to steal that away. And what a great opportunity during this COVID to really allow our children to see how we interact with each other as husband and wife, setting an example in ways that they haven't seen. Maybe they're going to see mom and dad pay bills, those things that they would never see because they're at school. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a great legacy to leave in those children, being able to mom and dad sitting down, praying together, and dad working out the bills together, mom and dad cooking and washing clothes and folding clothes, those things that maybe they don't see because they would be away at school. So again, these are great tools. So we can use COVID as a great time really to reconnect, if we choose to do that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's the value your spouse's space and time, as well as value your space and time as a couple. Mm-hmm. And then
this is a great segue. What were we just talking about?
Yes, is to initiate acts of love. Acts of love. Hashtag don't wait, initiate.
Yes.
Hashtag don't wait, initiate. Initiate acts of love. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:24, it's the Passion Translation, discover creative ways to encourage others and to motivate them towards acts of compassion, doing beautiful works as expressions of love. And so an example of that is a hug. Mm-hmm. Give your spouse a hug, you know, give them a compliment.
Yes.
These are acts of love. Do you know your wife's love language? Do you know your husband's love language? Mm-hmm. Speak their love language.
Yeah.
And so it's very important that we take time to just speak their love language, to initiate acts of love. It may be a foot massage, back massage, you know, handling of chores, you know, mm-hmm. taking care of the chores.
Yeah, something similar to what we were just talking about. And one of the things we'll say too is non-sexual touch. Absolutely. Yeah. Non-sexual touch. Not every spouse, you know, depending, you know, we have our own, you know, quirks. And so, you know, I think that's something that definitely to incorporate during this time when you're initiating acts of love is doing something like that.
So besides a hug, what's an example of non-sexual touch, just for people who might be wondering?
A back massage, you know, for example, sometimes my wife will be sitting down, we're watching TV, and I'll give her a quick neck massage. I'll just rub her neck, or we're talking and I'll hold her hand. There's something about touching that draws us together, that connects us. Mm-hmm. And so just when you talk about non-sexual touch, holding her hand, I don't have to be out in public to do that. I can do that right here in the privacy of our home. And that's what we're encouraging people to do, to touch one another, because some people, their love language is physical touch, not necessarily sexual, but just touching their hand or giving them a quick, like I said, a shoulder or neck massage.
Or even sitting beside one another. How exactly. about that? Just sitting on the couch, we're watching the news or whatever.
Holding one another. Mm-hmm. So those are some examples.
And then for those that love, acts of service, it can just be doing the chore. You saw your spouse, your husband or your wife wash the clothes. Go fold them. How about that? Or, you see the bathroom is dirty, just taking it upon yourself. All of those speak volumes and speak love to spouses.
Exactly.
Wonderful. So let's get to D. I want to make sure we get to all the points, all the helpers, all the advice that we need.
Okay. Finally, D is depend on others.
Yes.
Depend on others. In other words, rely on your team, your crew. Your circle.
Your posse.
Your posse. Those individuals that are in your circle, whether it be family members, whether it be a trusted couple, friends, a pastor, or even a therapist. Most importantly, God. Depend on your crew. Listen, don't be afraid to ask for help.
Right.
At any given time, couples, we come to an impasse where we don't agree and we just are butting heads. Let's just be honest. And so you need to call in reinforcements. You need to call in someone who loves you all, but not impressed with you all.
Yeah,
who will be objective.
Yet so
who will not take sides, but they're going to tell you the truth in love because they love you.
And that's why I think in Proverbs 12:15, I love it when it says the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. And I think it's so important that we make a decision. We're going to seek therapy. We are strong proponents of therapy and counseling.
Yes.
We love it. We believe in it. We believe going to a professional. We advocate. We're not saying that your pastors are not equipped. But let's face it, there's nothing like going to a specialist, those that have been trained. And of course, they can be the first responders, but then we want to tap and go out further. And that's what we really want to suggest, that people do not be afraid to ask for help.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Couples conquering COVID.
You know, this is wonderful. And, I let you guys do a lot of the talking because I really wanted you guys to get all the points in along with some practical examples. And I think you really were able to do that. And people might be listening and they may want to follow your journey or learn more about what you do or learn more about what you're saying. Where and how can they find you?
They can find us on holyhookup.com.
And of course, if they'd like to send us an email, we'd love to receive their emails. They can reach out to us at marriagetheholyhookup@gmail.com. And keep in mind, when we're talking about holy, we're talking about WHOLLY. So it's whole people. So it's marriagetheholyhookup@gmail.com. That's where if they need to connect with us, but definitely our website is a great spot. And we also want to mention our book. We've written a book that we're so proud of, Marriage the Holy Hookup. We're giving godly principles on marriage.
Exactly. And so if you want to order that book, they can go to our website or Amazon, and you can order it through Amazon as well if you're interested.
Wonderful. And then finally, if you can leave us with a good word.
Be strong enough to stand alone. Smart enough to know when you need help, and brave enough to ask for it.
Oh my goodness. I love it. 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 Dr. T-Centric Brown, Bobette Brown, thank you so, 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 so much for joining us on the Good Word podcast. Everyone be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Audioboom, and Google Play, and everywhere that podcasts play. And we just so, so, so appreciate you all sharing your jewels and gems and nuggets of wisdom. Couples conquering COVID, we all could use some help. And I just appreciate you guys sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for this opportunity.
Us.